food independent.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Coming to you live from New York and Los Angeles, literally opposite ends of the country. I am Kevin McCullough, the aforementioned, and he is Mr. Baldwin, Stephen Baldwin.
How are you, sir?
I'm okay. Every week we come to you live from our respective locations to discuss things of the week and to hopefully make you think and engage in a little bit of a discussion about what matters in the world around us. This last week, some of the news headlines that were kind of interesting. Mitt Romney goes to England and says, "I don't know if the Brits are ready for the games." And everybody jumped on that. Oh, this is his idea of foreign policy. Look at how he's going to handle himself. He insults our allies. Yeah, like President Obama has been such a perfect ally to people like Israel for us. And he's like kicking their teeth in every time he has a chance. Hey, Benny. I haven't kicked your teeth in lately. Come on back to Washington. Let me kick you in some more. But besides that, there is this headline that won't go away. There's this headline that I saw one yesterday, Stephen, where the writer said the president's team is at their wit's end about knowing how to respond to this. It has to do with the president making this statement in Roanoke, Virginia, just a little over a week ago.
If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. You didn't get there on your own. I'm always struck by people who think, well, it must be because I was just so smart. There are a lot of smart people out there.
Stop the tape for a second. Is that what people think? That they're smarter than other people? Is that what, who's he talking about? Stephen, who's he referring to? I always talk to people that say they think they're smarter than everybody else. Who? People that innovate things? People like Steve Jobs and Bill Gates that sit there and think about how to create technology? Do you think that they might be smarter than some other people? Maybe. How else do they come up with such inventions?
Yeah.
Steve Jobs started the Mac computer family in a garage with his buddies, and they worked on it in their free time after their other jobs. And they had this idea, and, you know, if there had never been a Steve Jobs, there had never been a Bill Gates, because Windows and the mouse and all that stuff came from Apple first. So I don't know who Obama is down-talking here, but that first statement, you know, there's some people out there, they think they're smarter than everybody else. Well, if you are smarter and you create something, you have a patent, you invent something, shouldn't you get paid for that? Like, I don't know what the president's beef is against innovators, creators, people that come up with stuff that nobody else has come up with before. But it sounds like in that statement he's kind of dogging them a little bit. Anyway, I digress. Continue that cut.
A lot of smart people out there. It must be because I worked harder than everybody else. Let me tell you something. There are a whole bunch of hard-working people out there.
Now stop the tape again. Do you think it's possible, Mr. Obama, that in the little pea-sized brain of yours that you could figure out that some small businesses are successful because the manager goes up night after night after night sleepless trying to come up with payroll and product? Honest to goodness, I can't for the life of me figure out what he has against people who work hard and what he has against people who think. I would think in this day and age that this is something that we would want to be encouraging people to do. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I think that he has this agenda. Everybody's getting hip to it now. And clearly, if he is not one of the greatest demonstrations of the American dream, which he may very well be, he is simultaneously and ironically one of the greatest examples of one who does not believe in it.
That's a very profound statement. But I don't think he is a product of the American dream. I think he is a product of American compassion and philanthropy, but not the dream, Stephen, is when people come and with the raw grit of their hands, they build something from nothing. This man has built nothing and has been given almost everything. He was given his school loans. He was given his placement in Harvard Law School. He was given, basically his introduction into politics and the Democratic machine through the city of Chicago. And he was in large measure given superstar status in the Democratic Party for the Purple States of America speech. And he went on to become president having really done nothing. But here he's talking about people that do make the American dream happen all the time. And he's saying, you shouldn't think you're smart. And you shouldn't think you work harder than anybody else. I think sometimes the only thing that separates some businesses from being amazingly successful and others is the fact that the owner actually does work harder than everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you spend a lot of time in New York City. You've been in the bodegas. You know how some of those guys, I mean, they're busting their backside to try to make a living every single day, 7 days a week. They never. Who was the guy that owned the cheesesteak place in Philadelphia? You remember the, and he got in trouble a couple of years ago because he put up a sign that said, when ordering, please speak English. But it's the most famous cheesesteak place in all of the country, and then he died not long after that. But his family, his wife and his son said he would be there 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. every single day. He was the first one there to open up. He was the last one there to close up at night. And he took like two vacations in like 56 years of business. So the president saying to him, you may think you work harder than everybody else, but there's a lot of people that work really hard out there. Anyway, let's finish the thought before we digress any further. Go ahead.
If you were successful, somebody along the line gave you some help. There was a great teacher somewhere in your life.
Pause the tape. You know what? Nobody has doubted. Nobody has contradicted that, by the way. Just because someone else did give you help doesn't mean you didn't work hard.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we had that allowed you to thrive.
Now, pause it right there. Somebody created this amazing American system to help you to thrive. What does he mean by that? If you're listening to us right now, 888-340-3373. Somebody created this amazing American system to help you. Does he think that because the government wrote laws about business, that the government made it possible for business? I'm not even following that particular argument. The free market is fine. Just let it be. Just let it do what it does. If people like your products, you stay in business. If they don't, you go out of business. But that's the market deciding on whether or not your company has value in the marketplace. Nobody's doing anything on your behalf. They're testing your theory. Your theory is, I have something that they're going to want. The market says, that's a legitimate thought, or it's an illegitimate thought. Play some more.
Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
All right, so there's the whole thought. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. We're intensely interested in your reaction to what has now become the lingering kind of weight, anchor around the neck of the president. And that is, he tried to say, I didn't really say that business people weren't successful on their own. He's now recanted and tried to say, well, I wasn't really saying that. Do you think he was saying that? Stephen just heard it for the first time. He thinks he was saying that. I think he went much further than that. I think he insulted people that think, and I think he insulted people that work hard.
I think he insulted people who believe that what's great about who we are in this country is the fact that you can do it on your own. That's kind of the whole point.
You know what he did? He assaulted ambition. People that dream about doing it, he basically said, don't dream it anymore. Ambition's bad. You get arrogant if you get ambitious. That's what he attacked, in my opinion. 888-340-3373. Three phone lines open. We'll take your calls next here on Baldwin McCullough. Online at baldwinmccullough.com.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin,
Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Baldwin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York and Los Angeles tonight. And, yes, the games continue in London, but the games continue in Washington, D.C. The president saying last week, prior to the shooting, we didn't cover this on last week's show, and we rightfully took time off from talking about other stuff to honor those that were in pain in Aurora, Colorado, and it was appropriate to do what we did last week. But this story did not go away. It got bigger over the course of the last week, because the president said this.
If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. You didn't get there on your own. I'm always struck by people who think, well, it must be because I was just so smart. There are a lot of smart people out there. It must be because I worked harder than everybody else. Let me tell you something. There are a whole bunch of hard-working people out there. If you were successful, somebody along the line gave you some help. There was a great teacher somewhere in your life. Somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we had that allowed you to thrive. Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
What I don't follow is how the crowd is so enthusiastic at what he's saying.
They're zombies.
Because if you listen to his words, there's nothing he said in there that made me go, yeah. I can't achieve anything. I have to be dependent upon other people. I am pretty lame by myself. Having ambition really does stink. The world would be better if none of us tried our best. That's what he's communicating.
Well, I don't even know what he's talking about. I don't even know what he's saying. You know, like, what American human being, American citizen who pays their taxes doesn't have an expectation that roads are going to be as they should be?
Well, and that aside, Stephen, the truth is small business pays proportionally more in taxes that go into local infrastructure than anything else. Federal monies don't build infrastructure in most local towns. And
it just sounds to me.
And private citizens that live in, like, rental properties don't pay property tax that would be used to help build local infrastructure. But small businesses pay extra for the land rights, for the license to be in business, for the license to, you know, get wired up and plumbing and all that stuff. They pay extra to be tapped into the local city infrastructure. So if anybody built what he is saying existed before the businesses, it's small business.
Right.
Let's go to the phones. Line one, Annie from the Bronx. Ann, welcome. You're on with Stevie B and KMC. Glad you're with us.
Hello. Thank you very much. I would like to tie in together the Olympics and what you're talking about right now, because I think the apathy towards the Olympics is because simultaneously we have a president who's telling us basically the Olympics is ancient. And it's based on putting down your weapons and your biases and showing off your individual excellence and bare arms. And here you have this president telling us simultaneously, oh, no, it's not due to your wit. It's not your excellence. It's not your own intelligence. It's not your discipline or your individuality. But then again, I think to myself and I say, who would know better than him, who's basically been carried to the top and hasn't even showed us his educational record. So who knows? Maybe he's referring to himself. And that's his statement. I'm sorry. Hello?
No, that's you're fine, Ann. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, I'm sorry. I guess I was getting some feedback. And one more thing, if I can. What's his point about the infrastructure? Isn't it all relative? I mean, say yourself, myself, and Stephen, and maybe we're different levels of our lives, but do we not use the same infrastructure? Do we not use the same soil? So how come some of us make it and some of us don't? And I don't want to hear that it's class preference or race, because we know people that are fallen angels, people who have been raised in the midst of wealth and the best, and they die drug addicts or for whatever reasons they fall through the cracks. And then you have also people who are born in poverty and with the worst possibilities, and due to their own merits and their own wit and intelligence, they make it. So he is very, very disappointing. And even subconsciously, even those who support him, they may not understand why is it that this is so different this year. But it's that, because how can you root for a country when you yourself, we're the antithesis of the Olympics right now. We're divided.
That's a good point, Ann, and thanks for bringing it up. Appreciate the call, 888-340-3373. There was a poll done out this week, Stephen, that said small business owners, only 35% of business owners believe that the president has done a good job or is doing a good job. What is interesting about his comments as well is, in order for the economy to get better, small businesses need to grow. Small businesses need to multiply. We need to have lots of entrepreneurs building lots more businesses, because small business hires about 2 out of every 3 new workers. So if we're gonna crack the unemployment numbers, if we're gonna see any turnaround in the economy, small business is gonna be absolutely tied to it. Well, I saw an astonishing statistic come out this week that just floored me. Since 2009 to present time, for the first time in the modern era since World War II, we have seen a reduction in the formation of small business. We have lost 223,800 small businesses over the last 3 years.
Hmm.
Now, you know, if we had the same number of people employed as were in the workforce in 2009, and we were looking at the unemployment rate, it would actually be closer to 19%. But they only count the people that are on the unemployment dole. If you go off the dole because you've been on it too long, they consider you somebody that's given up or isn't looking anymore or whatever, and they stop counting you. But there's about 22 million people that are looking for work, that want work, that can't find it. What if small businesses, instead of retracting by 223,000 businesses over the last 3 years, what if we had created 500,000 small businesses? Do you think that some of those 22 million people might be working? And one of the reasons why there probably isn't the growth of small business right now is because of Obamacare. Is it because of the uncertainty of what the market's going to hold? And it's just astounding that this man, who has never operated as much as a lemonade stand, criticizes the one sector of the economy, being it business owners, that he actually needs to have on his side in order to fix the unemployment problem. Go after the people that could actually fix the problem, and this is what he comes up with. 888-340-3373. I know that you've got opinions about this. Do you think that he's getting the raw end of the deal? Is this a statement that should just be put away and forgotten about? Should this be run in every Romney commercial between now and November without apology? What say you, America? 888-340-3373. Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough want to know. So talk to us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi. Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between damaged whey and undamaged whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. Please go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow-fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow-fed raw milk, which looks healthy. After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, most protein powders do not impress me as to either taste or health benefits. Now I know that not all protein powders are created equal, and One World Whey surpasses my fondest expectations in both taste and health benefits. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
86.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York and Los Angeles tonight. Stephen Baldwin, the actor in Los Angeles. Kevin McCullough, the Fox News guy, talk radio guy, writer guy. He's in New York. And we're glad you're with us. Our phone number is 888-340-3373. The president saying some very naughty things, some very mean things about small business, acting as though small businesses are ungrateful. First of all, that's just a canard. I know a lot of small business owners. I don't know one of them that are haughty or arrogant. But he's talking about all these small business owners he knows that think they're smarter than everybody else and they work harder than everybody else. And there's some truth to that. The reason that some businesses are successful and go further is because the people behind them work really, really hard to make sure that they're doing a good job. But what do you think? 888-340-3373. Let's go to Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stephen, Azalea is with us. Azalea, welcome. You're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. Glad you're here.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I'm not being partial when it comes to President Obama because he's black and I'm black. But what I'm saying, I don't think that what you're saying about President Obama is true. He's not saying that the people didn't work hard and they didn't accomplish anything on their own. He is saying that they were helped. Before you start a business, you have to study the plan. You have to make up a plan, and you have to go to people, and they tell you how to do, what to do, when to do it, and they give you advice. So what he was saying, that there is help from others when you are starting a business. And I feel that y'all are being prejudiced. Because he is black, and you don't want a black man to be president. So what you are trying to do is tear him down, and it's not fair. Now, the black people have worked hard. White people have worked hard. All of us have worked hard.
But Azalea,
bringing the black man over is to be a slave, and who would want a slave but a fool?
Azalea, can I just ask one question? If you're not Azalea, Azalea.
Hello. Any other president, but the thing about it, everyone is voting him down on everything. Like, he's illiterate, he's dumb. He's not.
Azalea.
I don't understand how you can say you're Christian,
Azalea,
and you love the Lord, and you're backbiting and tearing people down, whereas if this was a white president doing the same thing, you wouldn't say those things.
Azalea, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Okay, you said, first of all, that you weren't going to be partial. And then you immediately brought up the fact that you're black and the president's black. And as far as I know, nobody on this show for the whole past hour and a half ever mentioned anything about race about anybody. It was all always.
Mentioning race by saying the actual race, but you are mentioning race by your actions, what you are saying.
Azalea, that's not true.
Yes, it is true. You are.
Okay.
I could be asleep and just hear you talk. And I would know you were talking about the president and the things that he's saying because he's black. And it's not fair.
Azalea, I don't know what to say other than I just am going to disagree with you. And I disagree with you respectfully. And I'm grateful for your call. And thank you. There's nothing there, friends. That we did not mention anything about race. There wasn't anything about race. We've been talking about small business. We've been talking about what the president said. You put those same words in any other politician's mouth, I don't care if he's Republican or Democrat, I would have an issue with that. Stephen and I are small business owners. You know, we had 5 employees at the first of the year. We now have 25 employees, but we are a struggling little small business in the New York metro area. This isn't stuff that's foreign to us. We deal with this all the time. And to say that we just don't like black people is kind of silly. Azalea, you don't know anything about us. You don't know anything about who Stephen is or who I am. You don't know who we love or who we don't like or anything. But to assume that based on that conversation. Stephen, you got any response to this before we move on to the next caller?
I just wish you could see one of your family photos.
Well, that would be a treat, wouldn't it? I'm just going to let that hang out there. Just let people ponder what did Stephen mean by that when we get to it. Let's go back to Manhattan. Line 3, Ralph is in New York. Hi, Ralph. Welcome.
Kevin, Stephen, you know, to the contrary, I mean, the president is extremely intelligent, extremely articulate. It doesn't necessarily make him a good president, and I don't care what color he is. And unfortunately for us, because frankly, I had high hopes for this man, and he disappointed me completely. You know, I think with that speech, Stephen, Kevin, he's recounting his own experience. This is what he experienced, so of course this is what he's going to put
that
forth.
That might very well be true, Ralph. Thank you for those cogent thoughts and encouraging words. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. He's Stephen Baldwin, Stevie B. And before we went to break, Stephen, you made an interesting statement, or just before we talked with Ralph, when Azalea was saying, you know, you guys hate black people. Well, she didn't use those words, but that was what she was implying, that we're racists because we oppose Obama. Personally, friends, I got to tell you, I'm getting bored with that argument. because I have numbers of African-American friends that are saying that they're disappointed with him as well. I don't know why if you just disagree with someone, you automatically hate everybody that's part of their race. I don't think that's a fair thing. But
and what was great about what Azalea said was, I can just tell that from the comments you're making and by the way you're talking, what you're really saying is, it's because he's black.
Right.
I mean, that just... that's fascinating.
Somebody was casting a spell or waving a magic wand or something, but there was something was being emitted somewhere that was telling people things that we weren't saying. Because all we were talking about was business.
So what I'd like to do is get together with Azalea and just have a conversation, because maybe out of it she can give me tomorrow's winning lotto number. That'd be great.
Except that you don't play the lotto.
I don't?
No, of course not.
I would if she gave me the winning number a day in advance.
Let's go to line one. Alan's calling from Reno, listening to KKFT, our great affiliate in the Reno, Nevada area. Alan, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hello, you guys. I'm the firearms instructor from Reno that called last week. I like your show.
Thank you so much.
But I had to call in because I just got really irritated with what was just said on the radio. I cannot help the fact that I was born a white man. It's just something I've had to accept. It's just the way I am. I'm born this way. Can't argue that. But I'm just sick of the whole race war, the whole race card, the whole race thing that you get promoted by, for the most part, the liberal media. And, you know, some people that just want to make a issue out of it, when I myself, I just want to get along with people. If I see someone of another color, I might go out of my way just to greet them and say hi to them, especially if they're going to come and visit my church. And like you guys, I'm proud to call myself a Christian because these are my values. I'm not going to hold it against the president or candidate because they're black. I'm a huge fan of Herman Cain. I'm really glad that Alan West, you know, Florida did a great job promoting him to congressman. You got Clarence Thomas. I mean, who got just excoriated by the liberals when he was running, when he was going through this, you know, deal to become a justice. But, you know, I could probably keep going on, but what's the
point? But see, Alan, here's the problem. And let me just tell you straight up what the problem is here. Thank you for your call, by the way. I appreciate every piece of sentiment that you expressed, by the way. But here's the problem. And, Stephen, I don't know if I've ever told you this. For years and years, I did talk radio in Chicago locally, and got to be pretty close to most of the black clergy on the south side of Chicago and southwest suburbs. And we worked on a number of initiatives together, like trying to get filters into the Chicago public libraries so that kids wouldn't be exposed to porn and stuff like that in the public libraries. We worked together on a number of initiatives that would help bring educational alternatives to the south side, like charter schools and improved educational facilities for kids that were in very bad, underperforming schools and needed better education in order to make a difference in life. So I got to know some of these folks really well and very close. We became quite good friends, still friends with many of them quite closely to this day. Here's the problem with what Alan said. Every African-American name he mentioned is considered a traitor. Alan West, Herman Cain, Clarence Thomas, those three men are spoken of in the black community as, you know, Uncle Toms, the token black of the white boys, whatever. There's a whole ton of references in terms of how they think of them. But it's like if there is a sense of racism in the predominant political African-American communities at this time, in that if you do not embrace the far left progressive agenda that Obama pushes and that Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton prop up, then you're a hater. And if you happen to be African-American and you don't support that agenda, you're not a free thinker. You're not someone who has the individual right to be able to think differently than the entire, you know, zombie community that you live in. You have to toe the line or you're punished. And that's the problem. We have this unforgiveness that takes place in the communities like what Azalea was referencing, where if you even dare to think outside the box, you're immediately someone who must automatically be dealt with. And if you're African American, the way they deal with you is they just expel you. And if you're anything other than African American, they just point at you and scream racist. And I'm bored with that argument. I don't think objective people who have one-tenth of the ability to make their brain process can look at that objectively and say, that's fair to treat people that way. It's not. And I'm tired of it. And if we're going to see a different nation, we got to stop being so dishonest with how we deal with one another, particularly on the race issue. Speaking of dealing with people fairly, Stephen, have you heard about the controversy that Chick-fil-A is in the midst of?
Absolutely.
Dan Cathy. Do you know the Cathys personally? Have you ever spent any time with them, the family that owns Chick-fil-A?
I think I met a member of the family on one of my get-togethers at their headquarters when I was working with Luis Palau's evangelistic ministry. So I have engaged the leadership of the company.
Okay. Well, August 1st has been declared by Governor Huckabee Eat at Chick-fil-A Day. And when we come back from this next break, I'll explain to you why that's important. August 1st is happening this next week, I believe. And we'll tell you why that's important and why you might want to have a chicken sandwich on August 1st. Anyway, Baldwin, that's him in Los Angeles, sounding a little bit robotic, probably because the broadband at his hotel isn't quite up to snuff tonight. Kevin McCullough in New York, and we're always here on Saturday nights, 9 to 11. Glad to entertain your calls and to talk with you. We're online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at baldwinmccullough.com.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. Or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Act.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. He's Stevie B.
Yo, yo, yo.
And final few minutes tonight. Steven's in Los Angeles. I think taking daughter Haley around doing some... Was she doing some modeling work this week, Stephen?
Yeah, buddy. She's got another shoot for this pretty neat clothing organization called Brandy and Melville. And what I'm trying to do there is just have her do some fun, sweet, cute stuff.
Sounds like a 1950s clothing company.
Yeah, before she turns 18 and, you know, runs off and joins the Army. Who knows?
Anyway, he's out in L.A., and then Kevin McCullough, of course, here in New York, and we're glad you're with us each Saturday night. Well, this last week, the Caffey family had some controversy. Dan Caffey, the owner of Chick-fil-A, said when asked by the Southern Baptist Press, is it true that you believe in the traditional definition of marriage? He said yes. And because of his personal viewpoints, not because of anything that the company did, this week the mayor of Chicago, the mayor of Boston, aldermen in both of those cities, and other prominent Hollywood types and so forth, Roseanne Barr tweeted a terrible thing about this whole situation, but they said basically Chick-fil-A should be punished because of their intolerance. Now, mind you, Chick-fil-A's never turned anybody away from their counters. It doesn't matter, gay, lesbian, black, white, Chinese, Jewish, doesn't matter who you are. They you want to buy a chicken sandwich, they'll sell you a chicken sandwich. But people that want to see marriage be redefined were saying, no, they're hate mongers. They're hateful. And so this coming Friday, they've got this big, kiss-in Stephen, it's really quite disturbing, but you're going to have just mounds of activists going to Chick-fil-A's all over the country, and they're going to be doing all kinds of things in front of the Chick-fil-A to try to, shove their face, in it. And our friend Mike Huckabee this last week said, hey, why don't we show a support for an organization that has not discriminated against anybody and, in fact, reflects the same values that most Americans do. And so he declared August 1st the Eat at Chick-fil-A Day. I found out, Stephen, that there is a Chick-fil-A in Manhattan. I was thinking there wasn't one anywhere near me, but there is. And so on August 1st, I'm going to go have me a chicken sandwich and a vanilla shake, because I love those things. So are you back in town in time for the 1st? Can we go do this together?
I'm jumping to my calendar right now. I mean, listen, obviously in support of Chick-fil-A, and standing up for what they believe in and their right to do that, I'd love to go over there and examine some of their products, but more importantly, boiler likey.
Yeah, exactly. Roseanne Barr said that you deserve cancer if you eat the Chick-fil-A food. So anytime Roseanne Barr says I deserve something bad, I automatically assume that means I deserve something good. So I'm going to Chick-fil-A on August 1st. I hope you do too. Steven does too.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.